We will be then July and August. We'll just be basically talking about and coaching a little bit on how to use the connectors box. And I just want to say right now that if you don't know what the connectors box is, you should really get familiar with it because it is a phenomenal way to recruit. I have a team that's built around the connectors box. And it's amazing what these people are doing. We talk about the numbers. We talk about how easy it is. We talk about how fun it is. We talk about just all kinds of stuff. And if you're not using the connectors box to recruit, you're missing out on probably the easiest tool to recruit that's out there. And so we will be talking a lot about that in July and August. If you want to jump on the call at 10 o'clock and join us. But just keep in mind, about every 3 months, we do a four-week training on what we call the Track to Gold. And the Track to Gold uses the connectors box as one of its components to be successful. Okay? Any questions on that?
Dave, I just got back on. I got clicked when you asked me my name, and I just had to put you because I put it on mute.
Okay.
So I'm here.
Okay, good, Wayne. Good. All right, let's go through the numbers. Let's go through the numbers. And the numbers are this. 90 CDs, and we're talking about the Track to Gold numbers, and obviously the 90 CDs. We're talking about targeted CDs. If someone would hand out targeted CDs, which is in the connectors box, there's not 90, there's 35 of them in there, but if you would do 30, once you do 90 CDs, on an average, that person will be doing anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500 a month. See, I can now tell, if someone comes to me and says, Dave, how much money can I make in Nikan? I says, well, how quickly can you hand out 90 CDs and do good follow-up? So we know what the activity is. We know what the results are. And we don't have to guess. And the reason we do CDs is because it's the easiest way to recruit. It's extremely duplicatable when you're teaching someone how to do this. You can be really good at rollouts. How many of your people are doing rollouts? And then we wonder why we get residual income, but we don't realize that, and we wonder why we don't get reproductive residual income. We wonder why if our business is not growing in Nikan, it's because we're doing a lot of things that are not duplicatable. I mean, that's the bottom line. If our business is not growing, we are doing a lot of things that other people can't do. Or let me put it this way. They could do it, but it's not fun for them to do it. It's not easy. And so that's what I like about, how hard is it to hand someone who has migraine, to hand them a migraine tape? How hard is it to hand a mother who has an autistic child, to hand them a testimony on autism? How hard is it to even do a top 20 list when you have all these CDs in front of you, these 35 CDs in front of you, and you ask that brand new distributor, say, well, who do you know who has migraines? Who do you know that's a doctor? Who do you know that's a lawyer? Who do you know that's a school teacher? And that's how we make up our top 20 list. And in the past, we used to do our top 20 list by just saying, hey, make out your list. And now go tell them about Nikan. And we wonder why no one does that. What good is a list if no one uses it? What good is it to talk about 100 lists if no one does it? I mean, it's amazing how many times we do something in Nikan that no one does. Then why do we do that? Why do we keep doing that? And so, you know, it's like that V8 slap on the top of your forehead. Now, when you look at 90 CDs, you can do take 9 months to do that because 90 CDs, on an average, you'll make gold. So now you can teach a brand new distributor. It says, brand new distributor that you just sponsored, they'd like to make $2,700, $3,000 a month. And you can tell them, it says, you know, here's a connectors box. It'll take the learning curve from 1 year to about 3 weeks. The stuff that they should learn to build this business. They can literally do it at home, and with the price of gas, who would not want to do it at home? And it's just a phenomenal and easy way to do it. And so your 90 CDs will either get you to gold, or your business builder will become a gold. That's approximately $30 per CD per month. So you teach people, says, okay, how would you like to hand out a CD, make $30 every month, even if the person says no? And so let's look at the next number. What did I just do here? I don't know why I'm having problems with my slides here, but I am. Okay, just bear with me on the slides here. I might not be able to show them to you, but I'll just have to work on these slides. I don't know why they... to look at the numbers. I think we went over that as well in our first session. And the numbers are basically where if you do 90 presentations, 60 of them will probably not be interested, so you say thank you. 15 become members, 7 of them become distributors, 5 of them become seniors, and 3 of them become attract a gold business builder, which is basically what we call our silvers or our future gold. Now, the numbers are very pretty standard in the industry. And the problem is too often people will try to beat the numbers, and they can't. They just can't beat the numbers. And so you have... when you're giving out 90, you're always, every time I give out a CD, I says, okay, I did one of my 90. And a lot of people will give out, or they will do a presentation trying to get an order or trying to get a distributor. I don't do that. See, a CD is a presentation, so I teach my people how to give out a CD instead of doing a presentation. Now, let me ask you, for those of you who are on the call, which is the easiest to teach? Is it easier to teach someone to hand out a CD, a targeted CD, if they know how they have a certain condition and they listen to a testimonial? Or is it easier to ask that person to give them a rollout? Or is it easier to invite that person to a meeting? Which do you think is easier?
Giving out a CD.
Absolutely. And if you want your people in your downline to do a lot of it, you have to find something that's easy. Because just because we know how to give a rollout doesn't mean that a lot of people in our organization are going to give a rollout. So now you're not going to have reproductive residual income. You're going to try to sell the world on wellness. But nobody's doing what you're doing. So, you see, you have to bring in the network marketing component into NECAN. Because if you don't, then you probably won't have a long-term bonus check. Because some of the things that we do are very, very hard for other people to duplicate. And so it's extremely important that when we are looking at doing the numbers, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do the numbers. I don't even get so excited whether or not I get an order or whether I sponsor a distributor. How many of you have ever sponsored a distributor and who didn't go on to do something big?
Yes.
How many of you have ever sold an order and you got so excited but the person never did anything? I will guarantee you, if you hand out 90 CDs, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I can't say that when I sell a product. I can't say that when I sponsor a distributor. So why do I get excited about all that? Oh, I sold an order, or I sponsored a distributor. And many times we take the attitude, well, you know, well, I'm glad I got this distributor because it might be another 5 months before I ever sponsor another one. Or in my area, you know, I'm lucky to have one distributor because no one else is going to be interested. So I better work hard at getting this distributor. Well, that's the wrong attitude. That's the wrong approach. That's why some of our distributors just don't make it. It's just too hard. In our mind, it's too hard. So you get back, the track to gold is a very specific track to making gold. And it's the easiest track that's out there. Because we have identified what's the easiest thing, not for Dave Stolzfus to do, but what's the easiest thing for my distributors to do? What is the easiest thing for my distributors to do? I'll starve on what I do in this business. And even if I break out of silver and the silver doesn't go on. Now, why is that happening? Because when I was breaking out of silver, obviously what I was doing was too hard for them to do it. Or it wasn't fun. It wasn't duplicatable. And so when you look at just the concept of a track to gold, you have to identify several pieces, and that is, what's my recruiting method? Okay. What are the numbers? Have I created a ratio? If I do it 10 times, what do I get out of that? If I do it 20 times, what do I get out of it? If I do it 90 times, what do I get out of it? In fact, guys, I think it's really hard to create a ratio if you're just doing something 20 times. You got to do something 50, 60, 70 times before you can create a ratio. You know, the baseball player that gets up to the plate and steps up to the plate 10 times. Well, is that going to be their batting average? No. They step over that plate 100 times, they start creating an average. You see, now I know what I have to do. If Dave Stolzfus wants to make gold, he has to give out 90 CDs. And then we teach follow-up, and in our next call, our last call, we'll talk a little bit about follow-up. On how to do the follow-up. And the follow-up, without going into a lot of detail, let me just give you a follow-up principle. The follow-up principle is picking up the CD. That's a follow-up. And at 90 CDs, go pick those 90 CDs. You see, people are natural networkers. They'll know what to say when they go pick up a CD, or they'll strike a conversation or something. And there's going to be enough of times where that person who has listened to that CD, that person's going to tell you when you go pick up the CD, what did that person do to get rid of their migraine? What did that person do when they hated their job and now they're successful in NECAN. What did that person do? See, this has nothing to do with products, has very little to do with business. It has everything to do with everything. People say sometimes, well, Dave, you're just interested in numbers. I don't know how people, where people are coming from, because I definitely don't give these CDs to trees or to cows. Every CD I give out, I'm touching a person's life. So it has to do with people. Except I've just found out a way of doing it often enough so I can be successful. And it's got to be easy. You got to identify that thing. And the challenge, guys, for those of you who are on this call, this is so critical in building this business. We work so hard at trying to get good at what we can do. Our knowledge. Our viewpoint on things. You know, our skill level. Our tools that we use. And it's no wonder then we frustrate when we say, none of my people do what I do. Because we're all wrapped in on me and what I do. That's what I'm training on. That's what I'm learning more. That's why I go to another seminar, so I can get better. How often do you ever attend a seminar with one purpose, and that is I got to find a tool for my people to use? And unless we get down to that level and that understanding and that goal and that intention, we're just not going to find those tools that our people can do it. And see, network marketing is based on many, many times where just lots and lots of people will share with three people and then quit. Well, what if I have 30 people who share with, that's 90 right there. How long will it take me to share with 90? See, and out of those 90 will come three silvers. But what if I have to do just the 90 myself? So those 90 CDs has a lot to do with your PGV. It has to do with a couple of your people helping you hand out those CDs. And I wish I could get my slides to work here. I can't. Okay. I'm just going to have to work on this for next week. Any questions? Any questions on what the track to gold is? Any questions? We've gone, you know, this is our third session, and next week we're going to wrap it up from doing a little bit of follow-up and where all that leads. And again, we'll do a little recap as to what a few of these tools are, but one of them is the connectors box. And you can get that through Focus on Growth, or you can call them and find out what it's all about, or you can just go into their website if you want to. And believe me, guys, I don't get a penny to promote the connectors box, but in my 40 years, it's the easiest tool I have ever found. Absolutely the most easiest tool that I've ever found. Is there anyone on the call that's using the connectors box?
I am.
Yeah.
Would anybody want to share a little bit what you're what you've been doing and what you've been finding? What have you been learning?
Well, this is Sandra, and I just got mine.
Okay.
But I was pretty quickly able to figure it out and listen to some CDs and get it organized. And then I just started thinking who I could hand them out to.
Yeah.
So I handed out three last week.
Wow.
And I'm one of the people already came to an event.
Wow.
Which was, and she's very interested in the other two I'm going to be meeting with.
Wow, your percentages are pretty high.
So that was good. It's very simple.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
And because it's simple, it's easier to teach.
Yes. This is very true.
Yeah, it's easy to see. You see, I'm not interested in my network marketing career at this point. I'm not interested in finding better ways that I can do things except something that I can teach my people. Because one of the real beautiful things of network marketing is that eventually you'll have residual income where you're not working anymore. But when do I ever get to that place? Well, we never get to that place unless something is fun and easy and duplicatable that our people can do. And I don't want to go to seminars just to get more information. You know, smartest guy on the block, but I'm broke. I'm broke meaning I'm, you know, I don't have a bonus check coming in. And because network marketing has to do with duplication. And what is that thing which will duplicate? That's always the biggest challenge in this business. What is that thing that will duplicate that does not take long? Because I tell you how I define duplication. If I sponsor someone and that person can sponsor three people without me in the next 7 days. Now that's duplication. Are those tools out there? Oh, absolutely.
Dave?
Yes.
This is Ruben. May I share?
Yeah, go ahead, Ruben.
Okay, good. A couple of examples where the targeted CDs make a difference. I met with a lady a few weeks ago. She has a horse rescue facility, and I was primarily there just to learn about her operation. And when I mentioned that I was with Nikon, she said, oh, I've heard of that. And she says, you know, I can't afford that, and it's very expensive. And then when I got the connectors box, there was a CD on fibromyalgia and one on horses.
Uh-huh.
Well, she has fibromyalgia and she loves horses, so I put them together in a little case, and I called her and I said, I have a couple of CDs. Would you be, you know, and I told her that one dealt with horses and one dealt with fibromyalgia. Would you be interested in listening to it? He said, sure. So she's now listening to those CDs, and you know, simply because it's so targeted. Otherwise, she would have just said no, like she did the first time.
Yeah.
So, so you know, you never know, things can turn around.
Yeah, exactly.
Another, you know, dealing with the numbers, he is a guy who managed, well, I guess he's a supervisor of a store here in town, and he's kind of more top. And he's not interested in wellness or anything, but I had the Cowboy CD of Butch Terrell.
Yes.
I said, you know, would you be interested in listening to a successful, you know, consultant who was a steer wrestler? And that, you know, was of interest to him, not about health, but about a steer wrestler who's a successful businessman.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, now, that has been good to be able to have that targeted, so I just wanted to mentioned that. Now, the other thing that I'm having to deal with, too, is not being able to get to know the person that well yet to find what's their target issue.
Yes.
I have, like, a generic, you know, well, the walking into the wellness home CD, since I had several of those.
Yes.
So, they're, you know, since I don't know if they have a headache or anything, they're just, I haven't been able to identify what their target is. I give them a kind of a general one. So, that's,
yes.
You know, at least that's the backup, you
yes.
know.
Exactly, exactly. And I do the same thing, Ruben, that if I don't know what to target with that person, sometimes it can be a matter of asking a question of maybe what they do. You know, well, I'm a car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I'll know I can give him Dennis Williams' CD on interview because he was a car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't always have to be that I have to target their disease or
mm-hmm.
their condition. I can target their profession or their job or whatever it is. And the 35 is just the start. You know, I've already started adding more to my connectors box. I think within a year's time, I'll probably have 100 of them in there. And if you listen to those CDs, some of the CDs have you can target several different ways.
Sure.
You know, it might be a car salesman, but it also might be that he's got migraine, that he shares his testimony on migraine.
Mm-hmm.
See, and so, so that's a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun just listening to the CDs. But, Reuben, I think the point that you're making, and you're making it really well, is that there's a difference between giving a targeted CD versus just giving a generic one.
Mm-hmm. Big difference.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Huge. You know, we're very interested in wellness, but I don't think we realize that the public is not as interested as we think as they are.
Right.
You know, otherwise they'd be listening. And so many times we're just blowing smoke. I think someone said that there's 11% of the public that's interested in wellness.
Hmm.
That's a statistic. That 11% of the public is interested in, yeah, tell me about wellness. Yeah, I'm into wellness. And so, you know, you have to come at them from another angle, and it's a little
right.
bit like, well, let's walk them into wellness instead of just getting them into wellness. It's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions that you might have that if you've been on the call with us for a couple weeks and you got some questions at this point?
I don't have a question, Dave, but I did want to make a comment. The little cases that Dennis offers are really, I think they add a degree of professionalism if you put a nice cover on them. Than just handing out just a CD itself. Not saying that handing out a CD is not going to make
yes.
a difference. Really, you're the person that makes a huge difference. But
yes.
it's a little bit. It's just a little tiny edge that you have when you have a nice cover on it,
yeah.
and it's closed, and it's just adds a little.
You. Yeah, yeah. Because in the connectors box, you do get a plastic case that holds two CDs. And I think what you're saying, Reuben, is. Be a little creative on your computer, and print out a little cover that you can stick in there, and which I do, and it's also very interesting because in that connectors box you also get a little packet of seeds with a little note in the packet itself with those seeds, and the instructions is to put a couple of those seeds in the plastic case, and what I've done is I put a couple of those seeds on scotch tape and just tape them on in the inside, and last week when I gave one of those out, the person, when he brought it back, or when I picked it up, he said, you know, I first wondered what those CDs, what those seeds were, and then he said, all of a sudden I realized what you were doing, and I said, what was I doing, and he said, well, you were seeding... You were sowing into my life. And I said, yeah. And I said, but, I said, the seeds were to remind me, not to remind you. But he caught what I was doing. That's all I do is just sow into someone's life every time I give him a CD. And this guy picked it up. He thought it was really neat. That I was just trying to sow into his life. I wasn't trying to sell him anything. I just wanted to see whether or not he would respond. And he did. And I sponsored him, too, so that was fun. And he was a young guy in his 30s that was stuck in a dead-end job, making about $8 to $9 an hour, raising two girls by himself. He was a single dad, and I had seen him at the car wash here in Bridgewater where we live many times, never shared NECAN with him. So I had my connectors box, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I bet you this guy would love to hear Dennis Williams' interview, 20-minute interview. This guy was a car salesman, so I asked Kevin if he'd want to do that, and he said, yeah, he says, I'd be glad to, but... Why didn't I ever share NECAN with him before? I didn't have anything that was kind of easy. This is really easy. And so I listened to it and got together with him. He got excited and sponsored. Came in a stripper. What if I do that? What if I hand out 90 of those? And don't even expect a lot back. Except out of the 90, I'm going to get my numbers. That's what I expect.
Mm-hmm.
See? I expect something when I sow 90. And many times we expect something when we're sharing Nican with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person doesn't respond, we get very discouraged. We think we're doing something wrong. We think we don't know enough, so let's go to seminars for 6 more months. And that just doesn't create what is called the residual income in Nican. But everybody has something that's at the top of their list when they get up in the morning they're dealing with. A migraine, arthritis, hate my job, hate my boss. It's the top of their list. They're dealing with it. And you know where wellness is many times? Down on item line number 30. See. And then we wonder why they don't want to listen to us. But how could we open the door? How could we open their mind? Deal with them what's on top of their list. And the reason they are grouchy and say no and come back at you like that is because they have a headache. Or they hate their job. And, so let's meet them where they're at. It's what you call servant leadership. Get them where they're at. Instead of trying to get them where I'm at, I want to first go in there and meet their need. But before I can do that, I've got to ask a few questions. I've got to be sincere. I've got to be friendly. And the sincere part is, I am very interested in helping you with what you're experiencing. Before, I'm interested in trying to get you see what I'm excited about. Total new approach. Boy, if we would learn that approach, guys, we would be developing ranks in our downline. If we would teach that principle. And I've always said that people are natural networkers until we try to get them to be a network marketer. Then for one reason or another, they just clam up. And so, before I teach him marketing, I want to teach him how exciting it is to network. Any other questions or comments before we wrap it up?
Hey, Dave?
Yes.
This is Peggy in Oklahoma.
Yes, Peggy.
Would you break down the numbers again, please? I got out of 90 presentations, 60's not interested, and then I didn't get the rest.
Okay. You have 60 not interested. I kind of know them, but I just want to make sure I have them given to you correctly. 15 of 60 may not be interested, and 15 will become members. You know, they pay the $19.95.
Mm-hmm.
They want to purchase some products. The 7 of them will become distributors who want to share with a few of their friends. 5 of them become seniors and above who want to be a business builder. And 3 of them will track the gold with you. And these are what we call future golds or your silvers. We never track anyone to silver anymore. Silver is a dead-end street. About 85% of the silvers never go on to become a gold because that was their target, and that's where they plateaued. And we planted that thought in their mind without us knowing that we planted that in their mind the day they wanted to do this business. Oh, we got to get you to silver. That's where they plateau. So now I teach my people, I try to get the word silver out of their mind, out of their vocabulary, and we call them future goals. So out of the 90, three of them will be your future goals. Tracking the goal, and then they will have some people in their organization tracking the goal, some of the third levels tracking the goal. And the reason I like tracking the goal, I never tell people what are the benefits of being silver? Nothing. What are the benefits of being gold? Three future goals underneath you that you're getting a residual on, and a great possibility that one or two of those are going to go on and become gold just like you do. You got your Nikan car, $2,000 to $3,000 a month. You know? So I don't even talk about the benefits of silver. So that's why we call it a track to gold program. It's not a track to silver program. When you give out your CDs, I have someone who has a question. When you give out your CDs, do you ask permission? Yes. For example, would you say, if I give you a CD on XYZ, would you listen to it? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In our conversation, I just heard you say that you really are bothered with arthritis. Would you be interested in listening to someone's testimonials to what they did who had the same condition you had? So, yeah, I ask permission. Also, discussing the team of three. The team of three is basically your three people out of your 90. You find those three people who want to track the gold with you, who want to make future gold. Well, we used to call silver. Who want to make future. And how do we know that? The team of three is they identify themselves. They show up at meetings. They're getting you in front of people. They want to hand out CDs. You see, I don't prejudge people anymore. I let them, the actions speak louder than their words. I don't care if someone wants to make Royal Diamond tomorrow. It really doesn't get my attention. I tell you what gets my attention is if they're on every conference call, if they're at the meetings, if they get me in front of people, that's your team of three. And it'll take you about 90 CDs to find three of those people. And if you think you got a business builder and they're not showing up at meetings and they're not getting you in front of people, they're not doing the ABCs, they're not on the conference calls, they're not handing out CDs, and you think you've got a business builder, and you want to be fooled, that's up to you. Because you're just being fooled. That person is not a business builder. I don't care what they say. And I don't care how bad they want it. So it's really important that the reason the 90 is so important is out of those 90, they'll find you. I don't have to go look for leaders. In fact, I don't look for leaders. Too many people have been looking for leaders the last 5 years, and they have found very few of them. Because in your 90 CDs, the numbers will tell you that those three people will find you. Many times they come out of the second level, third level, fourth level, but they'll find you. I just look for another person who would like to listen to something that they're experiencing. You do that 90 times, you'll be a gold. I don't know why that's so hard to figure out. 90 times doing something. Now, can they do 90 rollouts? Can they get 90 people to meetings? Can they get can they do 90 presentations one on one? That takes an hour to do that. What can they do 90 times? I don't know anything that you do 90 times that's fun and easy and duplicatable. My distributors can do it 90 times. But I want to tell you something. It's not hard to hand out 90 CDs if you're really friendly and you're not trying to pressure people into buying things or to signing up on things. You're just wanting them to listen to something. And it's almost like someone said they hand out CDs and they ask the person to say no to them because 60 of them are going to have to say no. I love what Jim Rohn said one time. He said when he first started doing network marketing and he had and he would do in-homes, he would say 7 out of 10 people aren't going to buy anything anyway. And so he would invite his friends, and he says, 7 out of 10 are not going to be interested in what I'm going to have to share tonight. Would you just come and be one of those 7? Now, that's a healthy approach. Because he knew what the numbers were like. And he said, I don't care if you're in the business 100 years. You're not going to improve those numbers a lot. So instead of going through people, go through the numbers. My team, I do a team on the connectors box. I have a team that I put together, and I can't tell you how excited they are when they get a no, because I've taught them that. They're just so excited. And they're almost excited to get a no as they are even getting an order. And I tell you that this kind of stuff is not being taught a lot out there. But if people would understand the numbers, if they would just catch on to the numbers and stop emotionalizing everything, and look at scarcity. Boy, if I don't sponsor this guy, it probably won't get another chance for 6 months. To find someone like him. And then we think it's hard. Well, what do you think the people that we sponsor are going to think? They'll think it's hard, too. And they won't last because they don't have our commitment. So you got to do something that you can almost do. And what I like about the connectors box, I teach people to keep the connectors box in their car. And now you do NECAM when you're out. Ellie and I do it all the time. We live in Virginia. I was in Kentucky today. Talked to someone. It was like rolling off of a log. It was so easy. It was just easy. Talked a little bit, found out what his needs were. Would you be willing to listen to something? Now, what if he would have said no to me? I'd have gotten really excited.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi, this is Gwen from Winchester.
Yes, Gwen.
And I just wanted to tell you that I love this approach because with the three people that I have talked with and handed out CDs to, they came back and said they really enjoyed the CD and it was so informative.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't care if they were interested or not. It just gets so much easier each time you ham one out. It's great. I love it.
Mhm. Mhm. Thank you, Gwen. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? We will be on the call next, and we'll do number 4, and I'll try to get my slides working here. I don't know. My slides do work. I don't know why the system is messing them up for me, but we'll try to work on that, and we'll wrap it up next week, and then we'll do just some coaching on the connectors box. If you have questions, and I'm really having a lot of fun with my team. and I'll pass a lot of information on to you as to what they're learning, what they're doing. So, guys, make it a great week, and I look forward to visiting with you on our call next week.
Thanks.
Good night.